And up next on the teleconference is Penn State's Amanda Lahotak. The Nittany Lions head into the Big Ten tournament as the number 10 seed and will face the number 7 seed and tournament host Indiana in a first-round tournament game on Thursday at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, good morning and thanks for joining us. If you could, open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning. You know, we're excited to get into postseason play. We don't think we've played our best ball yet, so we're hoping to put it all together heading into this weekend, and we're just looking forward to getting in Bloomington and starting the tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. And your first question is from Dane Linke, Big Ten Network.
Coach, congratulations on a great turnaround season. Talk about the leaders that really helped you get to this point.
You know, I think it's really our seniors, you know, and Tony Polk, Tori DuBois, Maddie Schaefer, Megan Williams, and even Paige Johnson, who's been hurt all year. But, you know, they're the ones that, you know, after last year, after all the injuries and everything we went through last year, you know, they all came back in the summer and they just said never again. And, you know, we have something to prove. And so they called this year their tour, and they went on tour to try to prove to everybody that, you know, that they're good, competitive, resilient, and I think they did that.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLakesPost.com.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm great, Casey. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Well, you made the tournament again. You kind of talked about this maybe this season, like we're not doing what we did the last year. Talk about the fight from your team. What differences do you see from this year's team compared to last year's?
You know, I think the belief factor in one, and again, I think that was from the seniors really, you know, kind of stepping up in the locker room and saying, this is how we're going to do things. You know, two, staying healthy when you have that many starters out we had, you know, it's going to be killer. And really just, you know, I think the freshman class had a huge part of it. They're obviously a really talented class, as you can see by their stats and how many were starting, but they're goofy and they love to play. And I think after last year was such a long year emotionally that we needed them to come in and, you know, say out loud, oh my God, I love practice. I love being here. This is great. You know, laughing at moments, you know, you probably shouldn't laugh at. And I think they just brought in kind of a fresh energy and a fresh outlook on the season. And I think their personality has been so contagious that, you know, everybody was kind of like, you know what, this is fun and it's not as serious as we made it. And let's just go play ball.
All right, Amanda, good luck in the tournament.
Thanks, Casey.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
And, Coach, while we're letting our queue continue to populate, can you talk a little bit about one of those freshmen that you mentioned? Bailey Paschal had a great weekend against Indiana, including Sunday's victory. Can you talk a little bit about her development during the course of the year, what you expect out of her moving forward?
Yeah, you know, Bailey's been really fun and kind of interesting. You know, she did not have a really good fall, actually. She struggled this fall and didn't get much pitching time. And, you know, props to her and to Coach Sigrest to, you know, kind of putting her head down, getting to work. And about midway through January, Coach Sy came in one day and said, I think Bailey's going to be our number one by the end of the year. She started off really strong, and then she kind of did what, you know, all freshmen do is they kind of dip down early in conference. I think she got a little, I think she tried too hard early conference and didn't kind of trust her stuff. And ever since, I would say, even Michigan, she started just getting stronger and stronger. And I think, you know, the past series against Indiana, she was kind of back to herself for what we were seeing when, you know, over spring break when we went 10-2. So she's just done a really good job developing. You know, some kids work less, in my opinion, when they get frustrated, and instead she just worked more. And, you know, I think she's hopefully, you know, this past series against Indiana, she's just going to get better going against Indiana again, and we'll kind of see what happens.
Coach, appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you this weekend out of Bloomington.
Thank you.